Over the past dozen years or so, Philadelphia has embraced what's called a portfolio model approach to public schooling, giving parents an array of options, including neighborhood schools, charter schools, and magnet schools. It can have a downside: instability, especially when schools shut down in the middle of the academic year. WHYY's Kevin McCrory reports.
It's late January at North Philadelphia's Dunbar Elementary School, and new students and parents are gathered for a welcome ceremony hosted by the staff. There's music, food, and free school supplies. Principal Dawn Moore greeted parents in the hall.
Hello. You went into the cafeteria, right?
No.
You didn't go in there. You give them a bag and also a voucher for a uniform.
If you're thinking it's odd for parents and students to be welcomed in January, you're right. But this was the reality after two low-performing charter schools closed suddenly right before the winter break. This displaced over 1,500 students and left parents and guardians in a nightmarish scramble to find another option. Based on word of mouth, about 50 of them opted to send their kids to Dunbar, which is in the midst of Temple's campus.
And it's a shame how they just changed these schools. And it's just like it's a bad transaction for the kids.
Lisa Hill's grandson was an eighth grader at Waukesha Charter when it closed suddenly.
Because they had to start all over with meeting the friends and meeting the teachers again. It's kind of difficult on the kids.
Sinead Jones's first grade son, Anthony, had attended Walter Palmer Charter. That school's namesake founder opened the school at the beginning of the year, knowing that there was a very good chance the money would run out mid-year.
We work in families out here just like everyone else. So I felt like he owes us, and I was just so frustrated with the whole situation.
Many charters don't accept new students mid-year, so the large majority of the displaced kids ended up in traditional public schools. A couple miles away in Fairmount, Bache Martin Elementary also saw an influx of students from Palmer Charter. Parent Jihan Pauling says her first grade son has since adjusted well, but took the news hard.
He just kind of felt like he didn't know where he was going to go to school. Like, why would they close his school? Like, what did he do wrong? He just didn't understand why no school wanted him.
In education, the term portfolio model comes from the idea of an investor's stock portfolio. The investor purchases stock in a diverse bunch of companies, tracks growth and performance over time, and then doubles down on the ones making money and sells off the underperformers. In education, the portfolio model adopts this idea in a school system that's run by a variety of operators, not just one centralized, monolithic school district. This model offers parents more choice. Their kids can go to citywide admission charters, cyber schools, district-run magnet schools, or other boutique district schools, all tuition-free. Proponents say this system creates competition and drives innovation that can provide many kids a safer, better education. But downsides, too, have emerged. It's a system that, for a host of reasons, often prefers opening new schools rather than improving existing ones. And sometimes, like with the two charters that closed this year, those new schools turn out to be huge disappointments. Thus, instability is inherent. This was March 2013, when the School Reform Commission voted to shutter 24 of the district's lower-performing schools, in large part because, with the rise of charters and magnets, many of those schools were half-empty. This year's two mid-year charter closures brought turmoil as well. Here was grandparent Rashida Jabbar at a meeting held at Walter Palmer's High School shortly after it became clear the school could no longer meet its payroll.
I trusted them. Now they done jammed my grandson up, and I don't appreciate it. They're just throwing him to the wolves, and the only thing this man came here to do was to talk about his life. We done heard that story already. We don't hear nothing about his life. What about their life?
Some say that instability is well worth it, so long as the system gets stronger overall.
We live in a city with limited resources for education. And in a situation of limited resources, we need to be prioritizing schools that are working for kids.
Mark Gleason is the executive director of the Philadelphia School Partnership, a major proponent of the portfolio model. He wishes the two charters and the district could have worked out an agreement to avoid mid-year closure. But he believes there's a silver lining.
And so the positive here is we're going to shift the resources that were going to those schools into schools that hopefully can do a better job.
In February, there was a fierce debate about adding new charter schools. As six were ultimately approved, neither side made much mention of how more new schools would also eventually mean more school closures. But in Philadelphia, where the number of kids in public school has held pretty steady, adding a seat in one part of town typically means one fewer student elsewhere. So while this system has offered some parents much better options, in some cases, kids from shutdown schools end up in classes that aren't doing any better. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.